Correct Opinions! Woo! Episode 40. Cool. Thanks for coming back, yo. Today we're going to talk a little bit about what's the deal with Corona? Is it contagious? Is it not contagious? Are we all going to die? We're not going to die? It's driving me nuts. Okay? We got a good segment of Triggered, brought to you by you. I should have sent in some trigger segments. We got some great passionate responses. I posted a nice Karen's video. I recapped that and much more. Welcome back to Correct Opinions, episode 40. Roll music.
Correct Opinions. Correct Opinions.
It's cold brew season. I'm fired up. It's officially hot like a Little Caesar's pizza, and your boy's happy about it, okay? I'm a big coffee guy. I love when I can make the jump to cold brew, where I wake up and I'm sweating and I want caffeine and I want it cold. And cold brew gives you more caffeine, and I'm talking like I had a whole big cold brew, and it's amazing. Woo! Correct Opinions, episode 40. Who would have thought we made it this far? Not me. Not me. I posted a Karen's video. Karen's be like went viral on Twitter. Shout out Twitter. Karen's be like, young man, are you listening to that podcast again? I don't like. Oh, ooh! I just thought of this. Okay, so you guys know. Sometimes I'll be like, hey y'all, and you guys do this a lot, and I appreciate it. Give us like a good review on Apple Podcasts. We have over 4,000 five-star reviews. I want to say thank you. That's very helpful in the charts and all that. And a lot of you guys take the time to even write out. Like recently someone said, I absolutely love this podcast. It's the only one I enjoy listening to. I love this podcast so much. It makes me laugh so hard. Da, da, da. Thank you. But every now and then, you get the one star. People just letting you know you suck. And I got a particular Karen one star a while back, and I just remembered it. So I'm going to find it right now. I mean, the Karen's Be Like video, people loved it. It's just, you, hey. And I loved all the comments. I made a joke about how the Karens will be like, you didn't put your shopping cart back. Hey, you're not leaving until you put that cart back. Are you kidding? And I wore a wig, a Kate and John and Kate plus 8 wig. I did not know this at the time. I just went to Amazon. I literally Amazoned white woman wig, white mom wig or something like that. And it just came up with that. And in hindsight, it was for sure an exact replica of Kate Gosselin, the wonderful show we watched growing up. If you don't know, it was a sweet little family. They had 8 children. They weren't 8. They weren't octuplets. I don't think that's possible. No, it was either 8 kids or 1 kid with 8 arms. But they were a nice, sweet family, and I remember watching it with my mom. She's like, oh, I love this show. It's just a sweet, wholeful family. And it's like, oh, he was like having an affair and then a divorce and it's a disaster. And they're like addicted to drugs or something. I don't know. Actually, don't quote me on that. I can't really remember. But it was, things went bad. Okay, let me see if I can find this review. I have the great problem of you guys giving me so much great 5-star reviews. It's tough to find. Thank you. Where is it? The funniest part of the Karen's video, my mother's actual name is Karen, and she watches everything, listens to everything. She's listening to this right now. So when I made the video, I was gonna, I was gonna post it like the next day. So I had to text her like, "Mom, because you know, the people my mom's age, they're probably not understanding it's like, you know, Karen's a meme. What is even a meme?" I'm like, "Oh, let me explain." But I was like, "Mom, it has nothing to do with your actual name. You're Karen, but you're not a Karen." Okay. She's like, okay, I guess I won't take offense to it. And I just wonder, she probably had so many friends be like, Katie, my wife's mom, my mother-in-law, I guess, texted her like, man, that was, did Trey get into some kind of argument with his mom? That was pretty brutal. here it is. 1-star review. 1-star. The title of the 1-star review is Grow Up. Okay, at the start, this was kind of funny, but I'm starting to think this guy hasn't ever met anyone he's ever liked. I mean, how negative is this guy? He claims to be like a good, nice guy, but he is just hateful. whether he likes it or not, he is an example, and he is only spreading hatred and negativity. Unsubscribe. Karens be like. Thank you, Karen, for coming. There's the door. That's what I love about that. Like, do you want to tune in to me being like, I met another person I liked today? No! You want me to be like, hey, you want me to... It's funny. The whole podcast is making fun of things that everyone wants to make fun of. And then you're... Imagine being so unaware that you're like, this guy, he's just mean. And now you're the thing we're all making fun of. That's Karen's in a nutshell. Karen's wouldn't be in a nutshell because their kids are allergic to them. Well, I don't like the term in a nutshell because to me has a... Also, yeah, I made a little peanut allergy joke. Guys, I know there's very real peanut allergies. I'm not making fun of them, but the Karens are the ones who are faking their kids' peanut allergy. Their kid, like, sneezed once eating a cashew, and they're like, put up your honey-roasted almonds. Jameson's arrived. Okay. Karens be like, it was great. Dude, did you see... There was an article like a week ago that said World Health Organization announces that asymptomatic people basically can't, or like very rarely will spread the disease. And I was like, what? And then like 8 hours later, it's like the World Health Organization changes their mind. Like, wait, what? And then it's like, now they've, it's the CDC like very quietly was like, hey, by the way, the virus, like, it's hard for it to spread on surfaces. So I feel like people should be announcing this more. 3 months ago, it was like, yeah, you guys better bunker down. People were like, you know how many people were getting like, listen, my brother's cousin's dog's aunt works at the Pentagon. And they said, you better find a bunker now because the tanks are rolling in. And there was, we got frozen food for like, we were getting cast on Survivor or something. That was going on. They're like, you know how the flu spreads? You know how everyone has the flu? It stays on a surface for like 15 minutes. But Corona, 3 days. If you as much as touch a wall, anyone who goes near that wall for weeks will die. It was like, I mean, what are we supposed to do? And then articles are coming out like they've discovered Corona can last up to 17 days on surfaces on a cruise ship. Yeah, dude, this, keep this really on the DL. But my dad's grandpa's ghost son works. He's the janitor at the White House, and they're gonna lock all our doors. With Bill Gates is gonna lock our doors. You're just like, what is going on? And they're like, by the way, asymptomatic people can't really spread it, and it doesn't really spread on surfaces. Thanks, bye. Never mind. Wait, we changed our minds. Maybe they can. It's like, I don't. Quit wearing your masks. Nurses need masks. Okay, are you an idiot? Doesn't even help. And it's like, if you don't wear masks now, you're a jerk. Like, this is so. Restaurants can open, but we encourage wearing masks. Okay, let me just eat through my mask. They're just saying stuff. I don't even know what's going on. I saw a guy riding a bike with a mask on. I wanted to just kind of, you know, on the show, like Cops or something, where they kind of like tail whip a guy's car to get him out. Just kind of want to like his back tire. You got a mask on, just kind of bump him a little. No one knows what's happening. I don't. And now the cases are supposedly... That's another thing that's misleading too. They're like, most cases announced in Texas since the break of this. But it's like, okay, you're testing 80 times as many people or whatever. And yeah, it's gonna like increase a little bit when we're not in our houses. We just gotta hope it doesn't increase, I guess, a lot. Because I want to come to a tour and see you guys. I can't wait till we do the Ari Friel tour, and I just look at all y'all in the crowd and you have masks on. It's something out of a horror film. All your muffled laughter behind your masks. Might have to sell some Doolittle God Bless masks if it comes to it. It's like becoming a fashion piece. The mask is Gucci. It's $400. It doesn't even work, but it looks cool. It's a will do. Oh, no one knows what's happening. The other morning I woke up. Early morning, Katie, my wife. She was last night, in the middle of the night, you kicked me really hard. I was like, oh my gosh, well, I have no recollection of that. That's weird. I did that in my sleep. She just pauses. That's not okay. I was asleep. You need to do better. Granted, it was like 6:30 in the morning, but I'm like, what am I supposed to do? It's funny when you get married, you start to learn. Not only I'm getting coached up how to say the right thing, but sometimes I say the right thing, but not the right way. I'd be like, she's like, could you do that for me? I go, okay. She goes, wait, what? She's like, you need to be a little nicer, a little less aggressive. I'm like, what was I supposed to say? You're like, no, it's not what you said, it's how you said it. Okay. Oh, I just went, okay. She's like, but it was aggressive. So how am I supposed to say? Okay, the sun is shining and the birds are singing. I'll do the dishes with a bluebird on my shoulder. Zippity-doo-dah, okay. That's better. Was that hard? It's what I love. Every relationship, all guys know what I'm talking about. It's not always what you say, it's how you say it. That was came across a little aggressive. Okay. Would you take out the trash?
Yeah.
Okay. That's the way you said it.
Why, yes, yes. The clouds are in the sky and my wife is beautiful. I'll take out the trash and the recycling bin and return for a beautiful hug and a bluebird on my shoulder.
Was that hard? Was that hard? It's not always just what, it's how you say it. We all know this. This garage is a mess. We need to clean this up. Okay. All right, let's do it. It's the way you said it.
All right. Let's clean out the garage. Yeah, yeah. Oh, we're gonna organize the shuffles and the extra mulch. Woo! We're gonna hang up some hooks. We're gonna organize our old books. We're gonna clean out the garage. Clean out the garage. Clean out the garage with my wife.
Was that hard? Thank you. Okay. Now I know. You kicked me in your sleep and you need to do better. Just the classic. I dreamed that you cheated on me. So she doesn't do that. I'm making her sound crazy. She's not crazy. I'm just very difficult to be around that much, I'd imagine. Let's get to another segment of Triggered. We all have Triggered. It's very therapeutic for us all. And last episode, I asked y'all to send in some voice memos via the email at, or I can't talk. Correct Opinions at TreyKinder.com or the Correct Opinions Instagram. Go follow that at Correct.Opinions. Y'all sent in some very passionate submissions that we need to just, let's just go through together and get through this together. Please enjoy. Catherine sent in. This is very helpful. I'm going to, you guys know we keep it PG here. So we got youngins here. Shout out you youngins. So Catherine, bless her heart, was so passionate. She got a little colorful. So just bear it. I'm going to not show it. You'll see. Okay, here we go.
Something that really triggers me is when you go to a restaurant and you ask for ketchup And the ketchup that they
bring. Profanity.
Ketchup. It's
not ketchup.
It's housemate. They're like, oh yeah, we have our own in-house ketchup. Oh,
yes, man.
I'm sorry, ma'am. I don't want your...
Yeah, it's horrible. It's horrible.
It really, really gets my blood boiling. And mm-hmm. I know the restaurants to avoid now in my area in St. Louis. So I will not go to the places if I know they have in-house ketchup.
Respect.
And for the future places that I come across that have in-house ketchup that they made themselves, I hate you.
Oh, wow.
That's what triggers me.
Catherine's very passionate, and we have to, all I can do is respect that, and I completely agree. Let's talk about ketchup, she said this, and I was like, oh my gosh. Okay, first of all, when you go to these restaurants, you know, these restaurants are going to do what she's talking about, are these kind of gastropubs. They try to be fancy, and they don't want to, like, put out the ketchup, the bottle on the table. So what? You order fries and you get the meal, and if I have to do this, if I order a burger and fries and you set it down, and I have to go, could you please bring me ketchup? Not coming back. Who? I ordered fries. I have to ask for the ketchup? What kind of psychopath? Are you assuming people are eating fries without ketchup? So you assume you're just serving food to a restaurant full of full blown psychopaths? Who's eating fries without ketchup? Everybody should be eating fries with the ketchup. So then I gotta go, could I get some ketchup? Which blows my mind. And what happens in a lot of these places? What happens? They return with just a little cup of ketchup, just a little bitty cup, and they set it down. And I immediately, without blinking, I go, could I get another? Because that's not it. I'm sure that you could see my plate. I didn't order 4.5 French fries, so I need more than your little metal thimble of ketchup. Bring 3 to 4 more. What? Oh, that's so annoying. They just bring the little cup. I'm gonna need 3 more of those. So yeah, I mean, you just if you had just had ketchup initially, you would have saved 2 trips back to the kitchen. Trip 1 was me going, I'm gonna need some ketchup. Trip 2 is going, I'm clearly gonna need more ketchup than that. And here we go. Trip 3. When I realize what you've set down, like Catherine's so passionately upset about, and for good reason, you set down what looks like a darn near little Dixie cup of marinara. The bland, mushy, house-made whatever. I'd have to go, excuse me, what? I thought I asked for ketchup. That's our homemade in-house ketchup. Oh, I'm sorry. I guess I should have specified. I didn't want you to give me minced red crayon with my ketchup, with my fries. I wanted the real thing. Catch you ketchup and give me some actual ketchup. That's our house made. Yeah, that real Roma tomatoes we crush daily in-house. And then I don't... clearly, I want ketchup. I couldn't tell you one ingredient in the real good Heinz 57 stuff. Maybe tomatoes. There might not be any tomatoes in that. But it's ketchup. It's the ketchup we all know and love. Heinz, you know what 57 stands for? Heinz 1957. Let me fact check this, because I do like to just make stuff up. Heinz 57. You know what it stands for? Oh, it stands for 57 varieties. Okay, but hold on. Heinz 57 founded... When did this start? 1892! So, I'm going to go with the ketchup company that's been making ketchup since Christopher Columbus came over here. Okay, that's someone like that. A long time! How old is your chef? How long has your chef been making in-house ketchup? I don't know. How old is the chef? 34? Oh, so he's not 119? Get your Heinz moving back to the kitchen and give me a cornucopia of ketchup, of the good sugary smoothie ketchup. Thank you, Catherine. That felt better. Triggered. I felt that, man. All right, next up, Olivia.
The worst thing in the whole world is when, like, everyone is quarantining, like, doing what they're supposed to do.
Mm-hmm.
And then you see, like, Marianne posting on Instagram, like, hanging with the girlies. And then someone comments, like, we're not really good at this 6 feet apart thing. Like, no, you're not. Get back inside. Mm-hmm. Dear Lord.
Oh. Yes. Oh, that does. It's like, we were talking about this. No one knows the rules or anything. But if you're somebody who's like going around hanging out, having parties, don't brag about it. Here I am with all my 9 girls, boozy brunch, totally fanning at this distancing thing. Yeah. No one likes you. Go. I hope you enjoy your avocado toast. Because I'm about to have a cowdo. That's how angry you make me. Enjoy your avocado toast, because all of us are having a cowdo, because you're ticking us off. Not too good at this 6 feet apart thing. Party time. I'm at the lake. I'm at the pool with all these people. Love it. Yeah.
Cases spike at a local mimosas hotspot. At the local hotspot down by the brunch district in Nashville. Marianne's can't get enough of our half-off salmon benedicts. Hotspot now created. Stay inside, Marianne. Thank you, Olivia, for that. I remember I had a buddy. You know, right now people are kind of, it's confusing, but like a month or two ago, everyone was like, yeah, the world's ending. No one's leaving their house. And I saw people post online like, guys, I tried. I was bored for I was alone for 3 weeks. Like, give me credit. It's time to party. And they'd have like their show an Instagram story of them with hanging out with like 15 people. It's like, what? I get so mad because I'm like, yeah, I haven't seen, only seen 3 people for 2 months. You get to have a party? No. If I am sitting at home eating another frozen Tony's, you don't get to go have a boozy buddy brunch. No. Thank you, Olivia. That felt better. Trigger. We're going to get through this together. Rachel, what does she have to say?
I am so triggered by moms holding up the line at Starbucks to get their 4-year-old a Frappuccino. Look, Karen, I'm on my lunch break. I'm in a hurry. I don't feel like waiting for little Braxton Hickston III to get his non-fat, low-sugar Java chip Frappuccino with extra whip.
Thank you, Rachel. Man. You know what I grew up on? The nice... I didn't go to a restaurant that required a reservation until I was 23. And you got 4-year-old, like she said, Braxton Hickston. You got little Miss McKennedy she has her own Starbucks order and she's 38 months. What? You really got white people out here breastfeeding their kids while they're giving them their daily Starbucks order. They're doing both. That is... I guarantee you that's happening somewhere. We really got people doing that. I didn't have a soda until I was like 11. And even then, it's like, you get one a week. We ain't... That water at the faucet, darn near free. I remember I was trained growing up. Water bottles? Psh, you better grab a cup and turn the faucet on. We didn't have any of that. Oh... You want bottled Gatorade? Nah, we bought that Sam's Club bucket of powdered stuff that you just run some water through. Whip that up. I don't want to. I have to like pour it out and like stir it. And all right. Guess that's your up to you. While little Calliope has a frappe with two pumps of this and a pump of that. Hold the ice. Easy ice. Kidding me. I just go easy on that ice. Hey, that ice maker doesn't pump out ice like that fast. Two cubes per glass. You really got kids out here. Yeah, he's 41 months. He went right from breast milk. He went right from breastfeeding to his daily starbs. He went right from bosom to bougie. Meet Blaze. He's a good young man. He's got a lot of energy. Well, partly because of his double shot of Ristretto shots. Thank you, Rachel. I feel better. I mean, are we feeling better?
Angie has made it easier than ever to connect with skilled professionals to get all your jobs projects done well.
I absolutely love this because, you know, if you own a home, it can be really hard to maintain. It's hard to find people that can help you for a big project or a small. Well, whether it's in everyday maintenance and repairs or making dream projects a reality, it can be hard just to know where to start. But now, all you need to do is Angie that and find a skilled local pro who will deliver the quality and expertise you need. Angie has over 20 years of home service experience, and they've combined it with new tools to simplify the whole process. Bring them your project online or with the Angie app, answer a few questions, and Angie can handle the rest from start to finish. Or help you compare quotes from multiple pros and connect instantly, which means you can take care of just about any home project in just a few taps. Because when it comes to getting the most out of your home, you can do this when you Angie that. Download the free Angie mobile app today or visit Angie.com. That's Angi.com.
Dua Lipa.
You know, when I play my music to people who I really respect or look up to, then I hear my songs in a different perspective.
Cardi B.
I know what it feels like when you feel like everybody turn your back and like, don't ever think it's because you did something wrong.
Harry Styles.
I feel like I'm falling more and more in love with making music each time I get to do it.
You know these artists for their songs, videos, and epic performances.
But they have so many stories beyond their fame.
That's what we're here to share with you on the Spout Podcast.
We sit down with some of the biggest names in music.
And along the way, our guests reveal stories that even their biggest fans may have never heard before.
Check out the Spout Podcast to hear famous people spout off about more than what they're famous for.
And find out who's spouting off next.
Wherever you get your podcasts.
This is from Jeff. Jeff sent this in. We appreciate it.
Send it. I am triggered when I have friends who say, hey, do you want to come over for dinner at 6? And I say, sure, we'll be there at 6.
Sounds fun.
And I get there at 6, and they start cooking dinner.
No. Jeff, don't tell me that.
You said dinner at 6, and it's 6 o'clock, and dinner isn't started yet.
Call the Uber, Jeff. Leave.
I didn't ask for dinner at 6:30 or 7. I said dinner at 6.
Yep. Okay, let's talk punctuality. Because, does that get my blood boiling? Does that get... Imagine being Jeff. It's 6 o'clock dinner. We show up and they're just starting it. So my blood's boiling, but the pot of water isn't yet? You said we're having linguine. Why is my blood boiling and not the pot of water? I'm going to sit here and watch you make it? What kind of... This is in a restaurant. Restaurant, I show up, I enjoy the atmosphere, and you cook it for me. I let you know what you want. I'm showing up for dinner. I'm supposed to sit 6 feet apart? This isn't a restaurant. Have it. Man, I know so many people aren't on board with this, but it fires me up more than anything. When people aren't on time, you say, yeah, we're going to do get together, be here at 7. Okay. I like how I'm always on time, and people are like, huh. They almost like make fun of you. Of course, he's here. He's here right on time. Because I'm not a liar. I said I'll be there at 7. I'll be there at 7. What? The people are like, be there at 7. Oh, just, yeah, it doesn't matter if you show up later. I don't get that. If we're having a dinner party, say, hey, man, we'd love to have you over for dinner. We're doing like a dinner party. Do you mind bringing over 12? Do you mind being, we're going to have a big dinner party. Do you mind bringing over 24 cups? Sure. And I show up with 16 cups. And you go, did I tell you 16? We're going to have 24 people here. We need 24 cups. I'm like, yeah, I don't know. Nobody, you're just kind of busy and, you know, life, and that's what I got. You'd be like, who is this guy? But if I'm like 7 and I show up at 7:20, people are like, that's fine. No. I used to host people at my house. I still do, but I used to be more aggressive about it where I remember the first time we're trying to do this kind of like, weekly, like let's get together and hang thing. I remember the first time I did it, I was like, come over at 6:30. We'll have some food and drink for you. And so me and my buddy, my roommate, we're getting stuff ready. We're going out of our way. It's 6 o'clock, we're getting ready. 6:30 arrives, okay, we're ready. People don't show up till 7. We said, hey, this isn't gonna work moving forward. So the next time, 6:31 hit, locked the front door. Oh, how embarrassing is it? Because most of the time you just walk right in. You're kind of like, we'll just kind of sneak in and we'll be obvious we're late. We all begin hanging out and you have to freaking knock. And I make you knock 2 or 3 times. I hear it the first time, but I act like I don't because we're so busy hanging out. And you have to even maybe shoot me a text. Hey, I'm at the door. Oh, sorry. We've already been hanging out for 10 minutes. Haven't even met. Come over for dinner, man. 7 o'clock. Show up and you're just like walking in with the groceries from Trader Joe's. Yep, here it is, dinner. Be ready in an hour and a half. Oh my gosh, this reminds me of one time. This is a fun story. My wife, Katie, she was moving to the sit I'm in to like be together, right? As some relationships do, you do a little long distance, you move together. So she needed a job. I run into this lady. I met with a bunch of different people, but this one particular dinner, I went with these people because maybe they could help Katie get a job. And it was one of those like 2.5 hour dinners. You ever done those dinner parties? But they're like, yeah, you show up, like dinner will be ready in an hour and a half. You're like, well, you start doing the math. Well, we have to sit down. We have to eat it. We have to wrap up. We have to chat. I signed up for maybe an hour and a half dinner, not a 3 hour one. Okay. I don't want to be here for 3 hours unless we're at Fogo de Chao getting unlimited lamb shanks. Otherwise, get me out of here. I don't want to eat your... I don't want to wait 2 hours for your okay bland linguine. Thanks for sharing, Jeff. Oh, guys. I hope this helps. Let's see. We have... Oh, Rebecca. Is that snoring? What?
This is my husband. Please send help. Ugh, I love him so much, but at the same time, I just want to freaking murder him. Quarantine is the worst. Oh, man. This is going to be bad.
Oh, she sent that at 10 p.m. Rebecca's husband. Come on, my guy. That is just hilarious. I don't even know. I just wanted to share that one. Just record the guy snoring. I've been told I snore. Now, what's annoying? When people snore, and I say it's annoying. I've done it. So I know it's annoying. When people snore and then you're like, no, I don't. That's such a classic. My mom's like, he snores so bad. I don't either. We're asleep. Not only do I snore in my sleep, I guess I kick the heck out of my wife in my sleep. So there's bigger problems, Rebecca. You'll be fine. I just want to share that. Okay, we got, what else we got here? This is from Jess.
Hello.
Heck yes, British.
So a lot triggers me, but up there.
Up there.
People who speak in baby voice. I think people who use baby voice to try and sound cute makes me question whether or not life's worth living. Sorry, just a quick other one.
Oh, yeah.
When people describe themselves and their friends as weird and quirky, 9 times out of 10 are actually very vanilla people.
Agreed. Thank you, Jess. First of all, British listener, shout out Britain. We all wish we could talk like you guys. Rather quite boring. Vanilla. So peaceful. Baby voice. Okay, I gotta come clean. You guys know. You guys know me, okay? You know that I'm here making fun of everyone. But I look in the mirror too, okay? I gotta figure things out too. I dated a girl a long time ago. We used baby voices a lot.
Dang it!
We did, dude. Don't you... We cringe and look back at so many stuff we did. Why did...
Me, you're my little baby. Who's my little baby?
Yo, people... I know people still do that. I refuse. I do not do this. I fixed that, okay? I still looked in the mirror. I fixed it. Baby voices. Horrible. And the... I know so many couples do it behind the closed doors. It's embarrassing. Don't ever let anyone know, okay? But some... You ever been around those couples? They do it in front of you. Those couples... I don't think they know. We all know a couple. I know in a friend group, we all talk about... We all know a couple. They're in front of you and they're like... Just giving each other little like smooches just randomly. It's like a... It's the ones that are so abrupt and out of nowhere. It's like it did... You know, he gives her a kiss. Like, did she consent to that? I feel like you just planted one on her. I don't think he was even ready for that. I certainly wasn't. He's like, we're in the middle of a conversation. Can you stop caressing him? Hey, man, we're in the middle of dinner. I'm trying to get some decent ketchup. I'm trying to catch up with you. And you're just scratching her shoulder. Stop. Okay? If you want to get handsy, you and me can get handsy, all right? We can take this outside. Stop doing that. I'm losing my appetite. There we go. Talking to each other like they talk to a dog.
Who's a good girl?
Can't do it. Let's see. We got time for another. Josie. Okay, let's see what Josie has to say.
I'm so triggered by people who are still using cash.
Mm-hmm.
Like, you obviously don't work in hospitality because you are the reason why your orders are taking so long, because I have to go wash my hands to, like, the full extent. Like, you have to stand there and wash your hands for, like, 30 seconds between every single car.
Yep. Okay. Cash. Thank you. Number one. I think that was... Australia. Yep, Australia. Correct opinions is international. That's actually really cool. Australian. Heinz 57 has been in circulation since 1892. That's my Australian accent. Thanks. Cash. People. Yeah, we can't be doing cash. What's more shocking to me is the fact that there's anything out there ever in the world where they're like, cash only. There's certain restaurants where they do that to save 1.3%, whatever credit cards are. And I'm just like, I'll never come back here. Like, cash only. That's the most annoying thing. You're like, you eat this fire food and you're like, man, this place is cool. Yeah, this is like, and then you go to the checkout and like, cash only. It's like, well, I don't have cash because it's 2020. So I don't have cash. Why? The only thing I think of are those types of restaurants, and then like maybe covers at certain bars. Cash, man. What? Come on. Why? It's just cat. Yeah, and then people. I've had a few uncles or something. I don't know. People in the older generation are like, it's important to always have cash. You just never know. No, it's not. There's no way we have cash that much longer, right? Everyone's just like touching their phones to things and their cards. Like, cash has got to be going away, right? Which is kind of crazy. I'm just now thinking about that. Probably will. Because it just already goes going away. No one I know ever has cash. If one of those restaurants survives all this craziness, this nonsense, and they're like, hey, we do cash only, I mean, anyone I go with, like, well, I guess, can you let us in the back? I guess we're doing dishes because we don't have any cash because we are psychopaths. Thanks for sharing, Australian. Much love to the down under. Thank you guys for sending those in. That was amazing. I think another fun segment I want to do, if you're listening, another fun segment I want to do. A few episodes ago, I did like a dramatic reading of a post someone made for their birthday. Send me any of those dramatic posts and I'll do a dramatic reading of them. Those are so fun. Okay? CorrectOpinions@TreyKeener.com or DM the CorrectOpinions Instagram at correct.opinions. Thank you guys so much for listening. Go get your Do Less, God Bless merch, shop.treykennedy.com. We got other fun stuff coming. And yeah, also, if you want a bonus podcast episode per week, right, we're just talking about more goofy stuff with my man Jake or what I'm working on next, go to treykennedy.com/DLG and you get access to a bonus podcast and a bunch of other fun content. And a portion goes to charity. I appreciate you guys listening. It really means a lot. Episode 40 feels great. We're moving right along in the 40s, baby. I know I got some 40s people listening. How does it feel to hit 40? I know now. I'm in there with you. Is it the same thing? Yes, it is. Appreciate the love, y'all. Have a good week. Do less. God bless. See you next time. See you next Wednesday. Correct Opinions out. Peace.
Correct Opinions.